Saturday. Time now to have a chat to Catherine Coleman, who'll be pretty excited herself because Incentivise, a short price favourite, not too long now until we get to see him in the Cup on Tuesday. How are you, Catherine?
I'm well, thank you, Michael. How are you?
I'm very well. Almost more importantly, I should be saying, how is the favourite for the Cup?
He's very good. He's bouncing around the stable, actually.
What's the anticipation like? Is mood still, you know, acting calm, cool, collected, or is he starting to get a little bit nervous?
No, he's still been very calm, cool and collected. I think, you know, there's a bit of a buzz around the stable. We're all excited. The horse is in great order. So, yeah, I think we're more so just looking forward to getting to Tuesday and seeing how it all plays out.
What do you do with him between now and Tuesday?
So he'll have his sort of final piece of work tomorrow morning on the course proper here at Pakenham. And then we'll sort of just poke around with him. He'll do a little bit of pace work again on the Sunday, but nothing too excessive. And then have a quiet day on the treadmill on Monday, like we normally do with our runners the day before they race. And then a light trot and canter on Tuesday morning and be ready to go.
Well, he's going to be the shortest price favourite in a Melbourne Cup since Farlap. Can you believe you've got that horse in your stable?
No, it's definitely pinch yourself sort of stuff. And, you know, I think for us, like Pete has said, the Caulfield Cup was always his target race. And so he's, you know, he's won that. And so in some ways, you know, he's done his job and whatever he does now is a bonus. And obviously we're so excited to get him to the Cup on Tuesday and see how he runs and see how he handles that sort of trip. Because he's given us every indication that he will love it, but until he actually goes out there and does it, it's still a little bit of an unknown in my mind.
Well, the anticipation, the build-up will be absolutely phenomenal. It'll be nice to notch a Group 1 on the way through with Gimme Parr and the Coolmore Stud Stakes. Can she improve and knock over the boys in the Coolmore?
Yeah, look, we were really happy with their last run. You know, Jai McNeil even said himself he sort of ended up in the wrong part of the track, and if he had his time over, he would have done things a little bit differently. So with her drawing out wide on Saturday, hopefully she can sort of be in behind in the Congo and get a really nice run and yeah, give the boys a real sight.
And what about Oxley Road? This horse is flying. It looks a nice race, the Linlithgow.
It does, yeah. He sort of comes in really well at the weights. Blake rides him again and he'll be all the better for winning on him the other week as well, sort of knows the horse a little bit better now too, and yeah, looks a really nice race for him. He'll sort of be there up on speed and making his own luck, and if he's good enough, he'll be there.
Catherine, good luck on Saturday and enjoy the build up to Tuesday.
Thanks very much, Michael.
Catherine Coleman, all systems are go for the Lexus Melbourne Cup favourite Incentivise.